Leviticus 2. And when anyone will present an oblation to Jehovah, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it, and put frankincense thereon. And he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall take thereout his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial thereof on the altar, an offering by fire to Jehovah of a sweet odor. And the remainder of the oblation shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is most holy of Jehovah's offerings by fire. And if thou present an offering of an oblation baken in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. And if thine offering be an oblation baken on the pan, it shall be fine flour unleavened mingled with oil. Verse 6. Thou shalt part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is an oblation. And if thine offering be an oblation prepared in the cauldron, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the oblation that is made of these things to Jehovah. And it shall be presented to the priest, and he shall bring it to the altar. And the priest shall take from the oblation a memorial thereof, and shall burn it on the altar, an offering by fire to Jehovah of a sweet odor. And the remainder of the oblation shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is most holy of Jehovah's offerings by fire. No oblation which ye shall present to Jehovah shall be made with leaven, for no leaven and no honey shall ye burn in any fire offering to Jehovah. As to the offering of the first fruits, ye shall present them to Jehovah, but they shall not be offered upon the altar for a sweet odor. And every offering of thine oblation shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thine oblation. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou present an oblation of thy first fruits to Jehovah, thou shalt present as the oblation of thy first fruits green ears of corn, roasted in fire, corn beaten out of full ears. And thou shalt put oil on it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is an oblation. And the priest shall burn the memorial thereof, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering by fire to Jehovah.